plate a potential nugget.
And back to one of the points you mentioned, Ashish, you know, metrics are much harder in this space, unlike in the corporate world where there's P&L and balance sheet. Given that, how do you set goalposts for your journey and for Central Square Foundation and for Ashoka?
Yeah, so I think if you look at, you know, Ashoka, I mean, obviously, eventually you'd look at, you know, where have your graduates gone and what have they done? I mean, if that's one of the things you're trying to change, right, is build leaders for different spheres. But that you're only going to find out in like 25 years. So it's too long a period. So I think in the near term, you use more of the standard indicators, which is on the student side, which is on the admission side, you know, how many people applied, what's the quality of those candidates measured in academic terms, you know, what's your percent selection rate, what percent decide to enroll if you make them an offer, what is your diversity and inclusion component look like, and how are we doing on that? So you can have a whole bunch of metrics around the whole outreach and admissions part, right? I mean, you can have a whole bunch of metrics around placement, where they're going, initial positions, salaries, you know, roles, you know, et cetera. You can have a bunch of metrics around faculty in terms of the recruitment and the caliber you're able to recruit and where they're coming from, which PhD programs, how many people apply for an open position, what's the quality, you know, et cetera, et cetera. One can have a bunch of operational metrics in terms of the way you run the physical plant and stuff like that. On the teaching side, obviously, you know, every faculty member, every course is evaluated. So you have a teaching score, midterm and end of term, and you can aggregate that and look at teaching scores by department overall, see how you're progressing. So I think there are plenty of, on the research side, there's publications, citations, impact. So we are very metrics driven. And I think we are cognizant of what's sort of near term, what's medium term, and what's long term, if you want to build a great research and teaching university that really has leveraged impact. When I say leveraged impact, it is that many others then want to copy the model, that you're a pioneer for liberal arts education in India. It's not just the one institution you're building, but you're spreading an idea as well. And how can we measure whether we're successful on that spreading part as well, apart from the internal metrics of success? I think in CSF, we don't have as many of the levers of control because Ashoka, we're of course subject to regulation and other things, but largely, you know, it's being built by the leadership team. So in CSF also, I think the ultimate is, you know, improvement in learning outcomes. And for that, you know, you look at many factors. So if we're looking at systems change, if we want UP's education system, and we're working in UP right now with the chief minister has announced a big program, is can you get the state committed, for instance, to basic numeracy and literacy, which is the main area we work on. And there the chief minister agreed finally to announce goals, what's called Prerna Lakshya in UP. So how do you initially get political commitment and you know, get them to actually announce something that's a mission, put money behind it. I mean, those would be some metrics you'll measure in terms of the salience and the commitment at the political bureaucratic level. And we've got some metrics there. And then look at, you know, are you able to work with the state to bring about some curricular change, change their materials, move more towards structured pedagogy? You know, we've got some things we measure on that side. And then finally, from a delivery standpoint, you know, you can look at metrics around teachers who were trained differently. Are their actions changing in the classroom? You know, use an observation framework to see if the actions are changing or not. And then on the learning side, which is the outcomes, eventually you look at, there are lead indicators and there are final indicators. So let's take early literacy. The eventual metric you want is reading fluency and reading with comprehension. But the early indicator would be, you know, do kids recognize letters? I mean, it's shocking, but in India, you know, about 20% of children don't recognize letters even in second and third grade. So can we make that universal? Can you take it to 100%? Or decoding words is another building block leading up to reading with comprehension. So we have plenty of these, what I call, you've got a ladder of learning indicators as well, leading up to the final learning indicator. So apart from all the other system-level indicators around governance, around some of the inputs and intermediary outcomes, there are these sort of, this ladder of learning outcomes that we look at.
Got it.
To access the podcast archives, please visit playtopotential.com. And you can look at the guest section, which has the catalog of 60 plus guests, or you can go to the curated playlist section where different nuggets are organized by themes, some of which might be of interest to you. Thank you for listening.